That meowing sat, like that was really weird because I heard it in my headphones, but I don't hear it in real life. But obviously, it's happening here.
But aren't technically your headphones real
Well, you
life?
know what I mean, though.
You
You know what I meant.
put your headphones on and you tap into a whole nother world.
Nobody listening to this podcast. I assume we're recording. Yeah, nobody else
Great.
probably heard the meowing. It's just me. I'm the only one.
Your name is Cap.
It's just a constant
It was
meow.
just
It's
you.
just my thoughts are now in the form of meows.
Meow, 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 meow,
Meow,
meow,
meow.
meow, meow,
Meow.
meow, 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 meow.
The grunting that you did a moment ago sounded a lot like Lily. Like that's exactly. I say Lillian and she goes
She's like,
meh. Meh. Like, Lillian, do you need dinner? Meh.
Your tiny little 2 pound cat, or
Yes. Meh. Meh. That's what she does.
yeah. Meanwhile, my don't. It's.
See a ghost? Is there a ghosty?
I can honestly tell you, he's never done this.
He wants his own microphone. He's rebelling. Could name this episode sound effects.
Oh, don't worry. He solved his problem.
He find some shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I believe so. I think it's one of yours.
yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
Great.
Well, that was exciting. Oh, he's got a toy now. That was so exciting.
That's
What?
great.
That was a like the biggest thrill of my day.
Welcome to the Dog Spot Podcast.
Woof, 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 woof. Maybe he was mad that you were meowing.
Ooh, maybe I was
Maybe.
speaking the language of my other people and
Yeah.
didn't like
He
that.
wanted to be represented as well.
That checks out. I would do the howling thing, but that would be very bad for the
And
microphone.
it also might get him going again.
Oh,
If
it would.
I howl at Lacey, she howls back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, send a recording of yourself howling to the B Spot
The
podcast at gmail.com. And we will play it for my dog and he'll howl back. And we'll record him howling back.
And then we'll put that on social media.
Yeah.
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 That could be fun.
That would be fun.
You know that Sean's gonna send us a video
Of him
recording
howling.
because he's our number one fan.
Is. The question is, where would he be howling? Like, as he's driving truck?
It'll just be a recording of him howling. Sean, don't let me down.
Yeah.
Don't let me down.
He's not going to
Right,
let you down, that is. He's going to send
right,
us.
right, right,
Yeah.
right, right.
That's good. Going
Yeah.
up on social media.
Can't wait.
Dog has his toy now.
Can't wait for it.
Great. So anyways, I digress. Like I said, this is the dog spot, the
The
cat
dog
spot,
spot.
also the V Spot podcast, a vegan-ish podcast.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we're very vegan tonight because we're letting these animals do whatever they
That's
want.
right.
Like, we're not making them stop. They wanted to participate and we're letting them.
Yeah.
So we're kind like that. That was our co-host guest for the evening, Fiero. And he's going to have to leave some of that in now because otherwise this isn't going to make any sense.
Right.
And not like the usual doesn't make sense, but like actually not make sense.
Right.
You're welcome, Andy. We do have other guests, but they're silent, just like Andy. They're under the table. Just like Andy.
There's a visual, folks.
It's so nice. Andy's under the table. And my name is Danny.
And my name is Kat.
We thank you for joining us this evening. Morning.
Depending, both.
Evening to us, morning to you.
Day, on this day, on this
Morning for the loss of time that you're spending
fine
by listening
day.
to this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Anyways, speaking of morning, actually, we are mourning. People are mourning a famous wolf that got killed.
I saw that.
Did you see that? Yep. I actually didn't mean to make that a segue, but it worked really well. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Spitfire was her name. And she was technically legally shot and killed because she was outside the border of Yellowstone National Park. And so, like, the story of this is that they want to extend the protection zone to these areas because you have these animals that live in the national park, and all they have to do is wander, like, a few feet outside of it, and then they can legally be shot. They can't right. be shot inside, but the second they go within that line, and animals frequently do this because they're not afraid. These animals aren't afraid of people, so they, like, walk up, and they're like, hello.
Right.
And then
right.
take a shot. A wolf management specialist said that it was a legal harvest. I don't even know what that fucking means.
Yeah.
Anyways. And then it's crazy because they stopped having names at a certain point. They were talking about how Spitfire was the alpha female. She became famous due to her appearing on roads frequented by tourists. She's the daughter of 832F, more commonly known as 06 for the year she was born.
Oh.
So a lot of these, like, it's like Spitfire had a name and a lot of these other wolves did not. They just were numbers. Like, apparently she was her mother was the inspiration behind a book called American Wolf, A True Story of Survival and Obsession in the West. 832F was also killed by a trophy hunter in 2012. But yeah, so this poor creature actually went from, you know, innocent pup whose mother got murdered to taking over the pack as being the leader, and then ended up dying herself at the hands of another hunter. So it was just really sad. But everyone, apparently there's a lot of hostility out there towards moving the buffer, that zone out past the park more. People are like getting really angry about it. They're so defensive about hunting around Yellowstone Park when in fact nearly the entire northern Rocky Mountain region is open to wolf hunting. So I mean, let's just take out the fact that hunting is bad. Just set that aside for a hot second. You can't give this one extra little space to these animals that are less likely to be afraid of humans to begin with. I don't understand why you can't just give them that little bit. You have enough space to hunt.
Right.
So.
No bueno.
Nope. And people are saying, oh yeah, a wolf biologist was saying he's overheard hunters discussing targeting this particular pack of wolves because of their familiarity with humans. So they're waiting.
That's like the most disgusting thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. They talk about seeing a pack of park wolves outside the boundary and being able to pick the one that they want because the wolves just stand there and they have no fear. So they like purposely wait for these wolves to come.
That's so sad.
Yep. Yep. And like a sickness. Like you're literally standing on the other side of a line going 1 foot closer, one foot closer. Okay.
Yeah. But,
And then the fate of the entire pack now is hanging in the balance because it's such a small pack that it's not as resilient as larger packs who have like more of a likelihood of someone else stepping forward. So you could lose not just that one particular wolf, but its entire pack. I think there was 7 members in the pack. So
jeez.
It's not just one. So
I just...
Yeah, the dog.
What you are saying is very serious, but
he can't stop.
What Fiora was saying is very serious as well.
He's standing facing the kitchen barking. That's what I got for news.
I have a couple things.
Yeah, I have a news kind of thing, but it's going to be a ranty news thing, which then leads into the other thing, I think. So You go.
Okay. The first one, I don't know if you saw this, that Chanel isn't using fur anymore. And
no.
They're also not going to make bags out of exotic animals anymore.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So in terms of skin, they're still using leather for the time being, but they're going to stop production of crocodile, lizard, snake, and stingray. Did you know that was a thing?
No.
I didn't know that was a thing. Stingray skin? What? Stingray bags? Stingray shoes? Stingray something?
That's...
I don't know. But they're not going to use fur anymore, and they're not going to use those exotic skins, it says.
Well, that's not enough. They need to ban leather, too.
Can you imagine the first company who does that?
Like, not
like a big,
like a big
deal.
Oh, I
like,
know.
Like Chanel or Gucci or
oh,
whoever.
I know.
That'll be
and it'll
insane.
Get there.
Oh, yeah.
I was just being the angry person.
Well, this says that the brand says that they've decided to stop using exotic animal skins and fur because it's becoming increasingly difficult to source skins that met its quality and ethical standards. Chanel, I'll give it to you, but like. Anyway.
Yeah.
The brand will now focus its research and development on textiles and leathers generated by agri-food industries. So, like, leather.
So, leather. Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, at least it's a step, right?
It's, well, so, I mean, you know, they have to, they're aware now that such a thing exists as not humane sourcing.
Yeah.
So, now that they are aware that that is a thing,
yeah,
then
it's a gateway,
all
right?
They have to do is keep looking into the way that leather is, you know,
right, right.
I just take it as a good thing. Is now that they are acknowledging that that is even a possibility, then they'll, you know, hopefully keep going.
Yeah, I thought that was very exciting because that's a pretty.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I found that this is a little bit of a long article. So I'm going to be honest and tell you that I did not read the whole thing.
That's okay.
But it's a little bit longer, but it I thought it would be something that you would find interesting as well, because it's a thing that we talk about. These are all on Live Kindly, because Live Kindly is my life. But so this article on Live Kindly, the headline is Oprah Winfrey interviews Whole Foods vegan founder about conscious capitalism.
There's no such thing.
Hey, according to John Mackey.
Nope. John Mackey, my ass.
You love capitalism.
Actually, I mean, I do.
I do, too.
I mean, so I'm sorry. Like, I buy things.
Yeah.
That Zara coat you have is quite nice.
It's gorgeous.
I'm pretty
sure
that's capitalism and slave labor.
Yeah, I know. So again, I didn't read the whole article, but it's it just starts off by talking about how Oprah has this series where she talks to people, her super soul segments where she talks, has like really interesting interviews that are meant to lift you up and inspire you and all of this. And so this interview is with John Mackey. But even the Live Kindly article kind of breaks it up, conscious capitalism, and then it goes into business and spirituality, love and business. Hmm. And some of the things that I just saw really briefly definitely make me want to listen to the interview, because Mackie is quoted to say, to be conscious is to be more aware. To engage in conscious capitalism is to understand the purpose of business beyond just making money. Business can be this incredible force for good. I would say if you are the leader of an organization, you have an ethical responsibility to grow as a human being, to become more conscious, because only as you do that will your organization be able to evolve too. Otherwise, you're holding it back.
I would like to know.
Okay.
Let's just say you, in theory, have someone who's anti-capitalist and whatever, and yet they start a GoFundMe page.
Sure.
Isn't that capitalism?
In a way, I would say yes.
It's not like as direct as Walmart.
Correct. Well, but, I mean, I think it depends what you're using that GoFundMe for. Well, I mean, I don't know. There's like, you know, I don't know. It's a gray area. I think that it's problematic.
Isn't money and like the exchange of money for something.
Yeah, you're feeding into a system no matter what way you slice it, because the system is capitalism. That's the system.
Right.
So. You can't not, you know, you can't, I don't know. You can't not, I don't know. Unless you are like truly 100% living off the grid, I don't know if you, Danielle, went and moved off the grid to the point where I don't know where you are. You have no credit cards, you have no banking information, you have changed your identity, and nobody knows how to find you, where to find you. You are living off of your own land in a hut that you build because you have no mortgage, you have no way of tracing you. Then and potentially only then are you not living a capitalist life. Otherwise, in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Which is why I think for the guy who co-founded Whole Foods,
he's saying, like, just be aware of what you're doing. And
the power that you hold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are ways to, even though the system is flawed, let's be honest, the capitalist system is at bare minimum flawed. It's a problem. But, like, there are ways to live in a world that is flawed and be conscious of what you're doing and do the best, you know, that you can do.
Yeah.
And not be going all willy-nilly and crazy.
I'm definitely I want to listen to or read or whatever this interview because he sounds like an interesting dude. He was also quoted to say, at some point, I realized unless I'm willing to engage and open my heart, the company so much wants my love. Unless I'm willing to open that, Whole Foods is not going to achieve its potential. And it says that, you know, that idea is so counterintuitive to what people are trained in society about what business is. And that's so true, right? So I don't know. Sounds like an interesting dude and some interesting ideas. I want to know more. I'm not a huge Oprah fan, I will admit. But I bet it's a good interview.
Oprah 2020.
Listen. don't even.
I'm kidding. The last thing we need is another celebrity running the country.
No.
Sorry.
No.
I mean, you can't get, you know, worse of a celebrity, but neither here nor there.
Right.
Just saying.
Right.
Anyways,
those are the only ones I have. Didn't you say, are you going to go off on a tangent? Is that what you said?
So
you told me you had feelings when we were like, what are we going to talk about? You were like, I have a lot of feelings.
Oh, and that was before. And that's a whole nother thing. I do. I'm just chock full of feelings right now. The cup overfloweth with feelings. This particular one, I guess, is not at all involving a celebrity, but a well-known person.
Is that your ghost?
Nope, that's my cat on the counter.
Ah. Which is worse, really.
That's Andy sighing because the cat's on the counter.
Oh, Andrew.
I mean, there's nothing he can get up there, so I say let him have it, whatever. There's nothing interesting.
Let him eat cake.
Now those are two cats fighting.
Dude, what is this episode?
I don't know. Is it a full moon tonight?
No, full moon was a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
There was a full moon on Black Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, what are your feelings? Tell me your feelings.
So, what's the matter? Speaking of running the country, as we all know, George Bush died.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about it.
So.
I know what you're going to say. Let's talk
George
about it.
George H.W. Bush passed away.
Yeah.
And I just want to be upfront by saying that, I mean, it was before my time of politics.
Mm-hmm. I
was a wee one. You know, I am secondarily versed in politics now. I can't tell you half the things Trump is trying to do because I like to be informed, but I like to stay on the outskirts of being informed. That's just how I like to be. So I can't tell you precisely what George Bush did or did not do regarding AIDS and AIDS awareness. I can, you know, I have seen a lot of things on the internet that will lead me to infer that he probably didn't do anything positively for the AIDS epidemic that was happening. And so that's a problem. That's not good. That's not good for anyone to deny any sort of epidemic that's happening or to not do something about it. That being said, I do not know, I do not pretend to know if he came out and said, fuck you, there's no epidemic. Right. I do not know that. I do not know if he said, I fucking hate anyone who is gay, like some presidents currently have, you know, or things like that. I don't know. But where I'm starting to have a problem is that a lot of people are really,
yep,
they are meeting disrespect with disrespect, and I have a problem with that. And that will lead us in, this is where I said it'll lead us into the next topic,
mm-hmm.
is the sheer hypocrisy of what people do and say because they're behind a computer screen or because they are somewhat anonymous or whatever. Because if I see one more, well, I wish all of these people had lived to see 94. We shouldn't mourn the loss of this guy. I'm going to murder somebody. It's really upsetting.
I agree.
To me, it's, I don't know the history of his politics, but what fucking bothers me is that people are just being so disrespectful, and yet they claim that he was disrespectful. I don't understand where you think that's okay. Where did it become okay for me to say, well, what you're doing is wrong, so fuck you, because yeah. you're fucking other people. Why is that okay? Why is it, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, friends?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's almost worse to me because you're making it personal. Like, again, and I know this is like very broad spectrum,
yeah.
so I hope no one gets too offended. I'm not saying that he was
sure.
a perfect person. And I'm not saying that he didn't do terrible things or not do something that had terrible outcomes or terrible effects on people. But he did not walk into every hospital that had someone with HIV and or AIDS and say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, I hope you die.
Right.
And yet people are turning around and saying, fuck you, I'm glad you're dead, to this one individual.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothers me.
No, I'm glad that you said that, because I've been thinking about it the last few days every time I see somebody post it, that it bothered me too. And to be fair, you know, I wasn't exactly like a 4-year-old who was really engaged in politics.
Right.
You know, I was not of an age to know anything. I do remember being little and knowing who the president was, though. So like for me, he was the first, like he was my first president.
Right.
You know, so like, I do remember being little, even though I was very little, but understanding what, you know, that he was in charge.
He's an important
man.
And
I knew who he was. Yeah. And so, and I don't, you know, here we go. I don't want to offend anyone either. And I hope that in me saying this, we don't get backlash. But I think that there is something to be said for remembering that the 80s and the early 90s were a very different time.
Yes.
And I think that there's something yep. to be said for remembering that George Sr. and all of our grandparents probably had a very different upbringing when it came to
yes, absolutely
same-sex marriages, same-sex couplings,
same-sex grandparents
anything.
Now, my grandpa, because, you know, he was a cop. I mean, he tells yeah. stories about how they used to strap people to the roof of the cop yeah. car when they were drunk. You know, like
right.
shit like that. You don't do that now.
Right.
But like, that's what they did. And a few times, like, he's like, these two men getting married, I don't get that. And I'm yeah. not going to say, well, grandpa,
yeah,
can't wait till you're dead.
I know. I did. I read in trying to like make some sense of it, I did read somewhere that like over time he kind of like took it back and said, you know, my opinions on same-sex marriage have changed over time. Like, I feel differently now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I feel like, you know, kind of a big thing to admit for a 80, 90-year-old man whenever he said that.
Right.
You know, to say, you know, my whole life I believed this one thing and now I'm starting to realize that I may feel a different way. Like, I'm open to the idea of this, you know? And I'm not, like, advocating or saying
no.
anything that he did was okay.
No. 'Cause
I know there's a lot of questionable stuff during his presidency, even aside from the, you know, the AIDS crisis and all of that. But I do think there's something that, you know, I think it needs to be remembered that that was a different time. And people do and say stupid things when they are scared of something. And
yeah,
just
absolutely.
Because you are president does not mean that you are immune to being
afraid or nervous
or ignorant or
I mean
whatever else
yeah.
as evidence of the world we live in right now.
Right.
So, you know, we are very, I think, fortunate in the generation that we're, you know, for more or less still growing up in, that we are exposed to these things and we were taught mm-hmm. differently.
Right.
You know, generations that came before us were not taught these things. Like it was acceptance and tolerance came in a very different way, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. I'm not crying and wearing a veil.
I didn't.
But I do think it's wildly disrespectful. Some of the shit that I've seen on the internet.
Okay. Yeah. Folks, previously we did not talk about this at all. Sometimes we hint towards each other what we're gonna talk about.
Yeah, no,
but
I'm glad that we agree.
Right. That would have been awkward if you were actually
fuck that guy. But no, definitely not.
No, it's just and the other thing that bothers me is, what precisely are you going to accomplish?
Correct.
By sharing this little meme that said 200,000 people would have turned 94. Why should we mourn this guy? Fuck him. What are you?
Right.
What are you accomplishing by doing that, other than kind of just being an internet troll?
Right. It's a very similar, you know, idea to what we talked about when Anthony Bourdain passed away.
Exactly.
Like, why are you celebrating? I don't know.
But
I just think
what I can tell you is, and Andy doesn't know this follow up. We both had an idea of what you could do instead because it was World AIDS Awareness Day. Is that what the exact thing was?
Mm-hmm.
What you can do, and someone I do know, Liz, did this, and she posted about it on Facebook and said, you know, in honor of HW, I'm going to donate X amount of dollars to the AIDS Awareness Fund. And that is how you say, maybe it's a little subtle jab, a little
with class, though.
But it's with class, and also you are accomplishing
something. Yes, exactly.
And that's such a better way. Andy and I were like, this is what you should do. And then literally, I think maybe 4 or 5 hours ago, I saw that she did that. And I was like, oh, geez, wow. There are actual, people who do feel the same way and have the same thought process behind it.
And, you know, I'm sure that there's people out there who would argue, you know, who am I to have any kind of an opinion as a straight white woman? You know what I mean?
Sure. And that's fair.
And that's fair. Absolutely. But I don't know. That's still my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Mr. Bush had some feelings about women as well. You know,
right.
I'm sure the deeply religious
and
in general has some feelings.
I do want to say, though, that I did cry, though, when I was reading the article about the last thing that he said.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. What was it? Oh,
so, yeah. So the doctors, he was like, I mean, dude was in failing health for a very long time.
Yeah,
and he lost his wife last year.
Yes.
And usually when that happens, it's only a short amount of time before someone else goes. But he was in super failing health. And then the day that he passed, he, I guess, woke up and had a full 3-egg breakfast, this huge breakfast. And they were like, is he making a comeback? What's happening? And then it was snap downhill. But last moments, he actually called George W. Bush. And his actual last words were, I love you too, because George W. Bush said, I love you, Dad.
Yeah.
And his last words were, I love you too. And then he passed away a few moments later. And I did cry over that. And that's what
No.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And again, I don't know this. I don't know much about him as a president. But what I do know is that his last words were, I love you too, to his son, and yet you're saying I'm glad he's dead, and that bothers me, because he was still a human. And I know that I'm not trying to undermine the thousands of people who were affected by AIDS during his presidency. I'm really not, but I'm just saying, don't meet ignorance with what I consider to be more ignorance.
And you know, I think that okay, well, a couple of things. I think that there's, you know, X amount of years from now, there might be people of a much later generation with similar ideas when Trump inevitably kicks the bucket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there is something to be said for willful ignorance versus what we're talking about here, which is just, I genuinely think, a genuinely good person who was a victim of his time.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Trump has no excuse.
No. No, like that's what I mean.
For
like,
how
that's,
he behaves.
That's what I mean. That's willful.
Yeah.
But also, did you see the post that Michelle Obama put on her Instagram?
No, I didn't.
You should look at it. It's a picture of her, of she's like leaning over and George Sr. is kissing her on the cheek and holding her face. And it's really nice. But it says, as a public servant, father, and grandfather, President George H.W. Bush was an extraordinary example for us all. His spirit of service and decency will be missed by many, including our family. I hope his memory will be a guiding light for our country and those around the world.
Yep.
And, like, talk about fucking class. Those goddamn Obamas. I'll tell you what.
That's, we'll see, like, okay, a couple of things. This picture is so fucking cute.
I know.
It kills me. Look at George's socks.
I know. I also saw somewhere, I forget who, on what Instagram or where I saw it, but some other news or somebody posted a photograph of the letter that George Sr. wrote Bill Clinton.
I saw that.
And it was really nice. It was really nice.
You know, like, that's what I'm saying. It's...
Yeah.
If he were doing that now... Like some people might be. Right. That's a different story. For his time, it's another thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's
I don't
so
know.
Many
There's
arguments.
So many aspects
That's
of it.
That's just how I feel.
It's just, yeah, it's exactly, you know, we're not politicians, kids. And what we say is not the end all be all, but these are just our feelings.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just wish that, like, people would stop being so angry, mm-hmm. especially when that anger is literally not going to accomplish anything. The man is already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're not going to accomplish anything.
Yeah.
But that's that. Try being, I don't know, not so angry.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Me neither.
I don't know.
But that, see, like that, see, that's my transition into
this gem that I sent you.
This gem that you sent me, because it's another example of anger being met with anger.
Yeah.
So do you want to explain?
Yeah, let me pull it
this
up.
This little nugget, this little gem.
Yeah, let me pull it up. I have some feelings. I do have quite a few feelings on this. Okay. So essentially, I was, I'm just beep bopping around, scrolling through social media as beep, one boop, does, beep boop bop bop, and I saw a post from vegan.com sharing an article from people.com about Direct Action doing a demonstration at a steakhouse. I guess that I didn't look too much into the actual demonstration, I'm going to be honest, but it looks like they were playing sounds of animals being slaughtered right at people's tables or what have you, trying to explain to people, you know, the process in which their dinner came to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the uproar happened because when vegan.com shared this article, the caption that they wrote for it was, "Why do people hate on vegans? You can thank Direct Action for antagonizing the very people we need to win over." And 818 comments later, people lost their minds.
818 comments, 120 shares, and 1,100 mm-hmm. reactions.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I have some feelings.
Well, and so let's just be clear that vegan.com has some feelings because
yeah.
it's a fucking opinion page on Facebook, guys. This isn't an actual news channel. This is some, whoever they are, you can call them a schmuck. Let's just call them a schmuck. Whether or not you agree, it is some schmuck's webpage, the same as we have a Facebook page.
Correct.
And we say things, and if you don't like them, stop fucking listening to the podcast. If you don't like what this page says, unlike it on Facebook. It's a fucking person's just page.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I don't remember any of my feelings.
Wait, just, what?
No, you just like distracted me with your stance.
I do that to people.
Well, so what I will say, I guess first and foremost, is that I don't know. I don't know.
That's
because,
a good place to start.
So I just had a whole train of thought in my head just now. Because what I was going to say was, like, should vegan.com have maybe rethought the way they worded that caption? Maybe.
Maybe.
Because
yeah.
To your point, like, what could they have done to instead of, like, they're saying, why do people hate on vegans, da, 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 but, like, they're also kind of putting down their fellow vegan by doing that. So instead yes. of doing that, what could you have done instead?
You know, like, spin this phrase, okay, so why do people hate on vegans, you know?
Maybe you could
have... You could say, like, is some form of activism too extreme?
Correct.
What do
you
guys
think? Open it up.
You know,
exactly.
Open it up. And even by saying that, you're still technically saying, like,
right.
I think it's too extreme.
Right. I think that for, I don't know, because so I think for a site that is, you know, supposed to support the vegan movement, you're kind of, you know, getting into some muddy water there by putting down people's way. Yeah, which is why when I sent this to you, I said, I was like, you know, I hope that we don't come across that way, because I don't want,
no,
just because I personally don't like this form of activism that Direct Action did. Like, I don't, I actually agree with vegan.com. That's
same
extreme, and I wouldn't personally participate in it. It's proven by a lot of these 800 comments that for some people that's effective. A lot of these
sure.
people are responding saying, hey, I actually witnessed something like that, and that's what made me go vegan. Hey, I actually know a lot of people who would respond in this way to that. Like, so for somebody that is effective. For me, not so much. I wouldn't personally get down with it, but for somebody else, that's great. And I definitely don't want it to seem, when we talk about not agreeing with certain forms of activism or thinking that things are too extreme, that we're necessarily putting down somebody's activism, because I'm not.
No,
you know, I don't think we are.
That's just like your
it's
opinion,
just,
man, you know?
Right.
Like, it's just our opinion on what
it's
we
consider. It's my opinion
consider,
on their opinion.
Right. And what we consider to be effective activism.
What works for us. Right.
You know, and honestly, I've never been to a DXE. Oh my God, why am I blanking? Demonstration. I almost said movement. Demonstration. I've never been to one, but I have been to some more intense protests and things like that. And I, you know, at the time, it was interesting actually, because we kind of, when we went to the Animal Rights March. And everyone was shouting and stuff. And we were like,
I'm not doing
that. We were like walking with the signs.
I'm
and we're like,
so
we're not.
So uncomfortable.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Everybody be quiet. You're making me so uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes. So even when we were trying to do it, it didn't work for us. So
I was like, shh, everybody be quiet.
Yeah. So that's just, yeah, it's just their activism is good. We want everyone to be vegan. We
yes.
want the world to be safe and happy for all forms of living creatures equally. We want that. So however it has to happen, that's awesome.
Yes.
You know, a tombstone for lobsters.
Oh, there was something else.
Renaming
oh my God.
A town.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I think those things are stupid.
Yeah.
That's not that much. Yeah, those to me are not effective forms of activism.
Did you see the renaming the town on vegan.com? Is that where you saw it?
Yes.
Yeah, because people were mad that they called out PETA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So I don't think that's an effective form of activism. But DXE, you know, Cubes of Truth, all of those things. That
you
is
do you.
Actual activism.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
As long as you're not physically harming anyone.
Yeah. And like,
then I'm going to get the backlash of, well, they're physically harming animals, but for the love of Christ.
But be better than them.
Right. Take the high road, Joe.
Damn it, Joe. I can't find it now, but one of the comments that I saw before when we were eating and scrolling through was, I thought really interesting, and now I'm sure that you could argue that this – someone somewhere is going to argue that this is an extreme comparison, but I think that there is something here. I can't find it now, but somebody compared this kind of demonstration to the people, like religious people who hang out outside of Planned Parenthood. And you can kind of compare that, right? Because you mm-hmm. see people outside of Planned Parenthood, or you see religious activists mm-hmm. outside of wherever they are. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a gay marriage ceremony or what have you, right? Yeah. And your immediate response is, wow, fuck them. Like, what assholes? That's so extreme. That's so extreme. That's so extreme.
Right.
But to the people doing it, it's not. You know what I mean? And that's the same as this. Like, people are going to look at that and say, that's so extreme. That's so extreme. But to the people doing it, it's not. It's justified. It's 100% truth. What they are saying and living is true. And they want you to know their word. Right. So I thought that was a really interesting comparison.
Andy would like to point out that he'd say someone going to dinner isn't the same as someone going to do maybe the hardest thing of their lives.
No, I agree. But like,
but it's like those people standing outside.
But it's the people standing outside, right? Yeah. It's people doing what they think needs to get done to prove a point.
Yep.
Regardless of the topic.
Yep. So here's the biggest problem that I have from scrolling through, I don't think I went through all 800 comments, but I went through enough, is why is it okay? It's the same thing as what I just said with President Bush, former President Bush passing away.
Mm-hmm.
You're meeting anger with anger.
Mm-hmm.
So you are saying person X, Joe, is saying that it's not okay for vegan.com to shit on other people's form of activism. And yet Joe also is saying, they say, that's not okay. It's not okay because this is the only form of activism. Sitting on your ass and being quiet isn't doing anything. Wait a second, Joe. So you're saying that it's not okay for vegan.com to shit on other people's activism, but then you're turning around and shitting I'm not saying that they're shitting on vegan.com. Like, that's fine if you don't like that they reposted that, because vegan.com posting that isn't activism.
Right.
But by using the phrase sitting on your ass and eating your bowl of tofu or doing whatever, you are just willfully throwing out insults, and you don't know what other people's form of activism is, because there were people who jumped in here who agreed, who said,
yeah. There's more people that agree in here than there are people that disagree in here, rather. Like, there are some people who agree, but most people are like, no, it's great.
Yeah. But you have people who are like, you know what? I agree. DXE is too much. This is too mm-hmm. much. And these other people who are like, fuck you, vegan.com. Why would you ever post this? Fuck these people who aren't doing activist things. You have no idea what these other people do. They are just saying that DXE is too much for them. And then you're turning around and saying that their activism is shitty when you have no even idea what they do.
Right.
And so, again, it's that problem that I constantly run into, that people do not seem to understand that they are fighting against something and yet doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I'm fighting against person X shitting on everyone else's activism, but at the same time, I'm insulting person Y's activism because theirs isn't as active as DXE.
Right.
It makes no fucking sense to me, and it drives me nuts. It really bothers me because you have no idea. Like, would they shit on us, these people? Would they say, like, that we aren't, our activism isn't good enough? Because I wouldn't go do one of the disruptions.
They would probably call you. There's a thing they would probably call you that I saw in the comments.
Is it a wet person?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
A wet person?
This is what I was saying before when I said I couldn't. I don't know. There was people in here who said, "How dare these wet people speak?" And like multiple people said it.
Is that like isn't that like a saying, like, don't be a wet
blanket?
A wet blanket.
But that's not what these people
say
are.
A wet rag. That's not right.
Nobody wants to hear
Nobody
about
wants
your
to
wet
hear
rag.
About your wet rag. Don't be a wet rag, Danny.
I don't even understand. And I thought it was just one person with a typo, but no, there were multiple people saying that there are other wet people in here. I don't know what it means.
What is that? I'm gonna Urban Dictionary it.
Andy already did. I don't want to click on it.
As soon as I said it, it came up. God, he's so good. All right, it is that. Oh.
It's someone who is consecutively cowardly towards everything and everyone.
Did you see the...
Oh, he's afraid of letting loose and fears having a good time. He's often a virgin. Oh, you lost me there.
Yeah, so the second one, a wet boy, sometimes referred to as a pussy wet boy. That's what I was going to say was the P-U-S-S-Y word.
He thinks he's sweet talking, but he's just moist talking.
No! He lost his virginity the other week, but thinks he can pull anybody now. Fat chance.
That wet boy's attitude is as soggy as his shit kisses.
Oh my God, why is Urban Dictionary the best? Oh, no. Did you go down to the next one?
No.
Number three?
Mm-mm.
A wet boy?
Oh.
No!
Oh.
No. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. I would never kink shame someone.
However, I went down the Urban Dictionary hole. I clicked on Butter Turner.
No. And oh God. No. No.
Oh, me and my girl were butter churning and it was awesome.
Wait,
I made like a gallon of butter last night.
Hold on.
Where am I?
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, what are you going to do? You know?
I don't know, man.
Oh. Did you read the next one? Number
Mm-mm.
two?
No.
We did the butter churner last night and had some homegrown buttered toast for breakfast. No! That one's gross.
Okay. This is really
I'm not
going
to read the definition, but that one's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you do you. I'm not going to kink shame anyone. Those are just not my cups of tea, personally. Oh, a Dutch rudder. Uh-oh. We shouldn't have done this.
No.
Okay, anyway, let's get back before Andy yells at us again for our time management. No. A snake cake. Oh, we got to put this down.
Oh, someone was chazzed. Yeah, we gotta go. This is welcome to the Urban Dictionary podcast. Oh my God, that's such a wait. What does Andy say? TM, no. TM, 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 TM. That's
new,
ours.
New podcast.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh my God, new podcast. New podcast. Oh my God, we have to go and discuss it right now. Maybe Andy could be less silent on this one because that sounds like a really good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, were we talking about?
Oh, people being wet boys on this.
Right.
Stupid.
So it's like essentially calling someone a pussy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid. Anyways, do you have any other feelings about that vegan.com thing? Other than people being schmoes.
You know, like, no, as per usual, like, you do you, and, like, don't be such a hater, and, like, I just, again, genuinely hope nobody thinks that, like, we're being haters, because that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to say you be you, and, like, I'm going to be me.
But also you be you, and you let other people's
Correct.
Be you. Otherwise, well, no, don't let other people's be you. Let them be them.
Right. Right.
I mean, maybe let them be you.
I mean, whatever you're into. Whatever. Again, we don't kink shame. Now, speaking of kink shaming, don't forget to send us videos of you howling.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, don't forget that.
Right. So send us those videos. Tell us your opinions on this topic. Maybe go.
And also get us these shirts that say, go vegan. We're not all crazy idiots.
Oh, where'd you find that?
If someone said that on the comments of that post.
Let's get that.
I want that.
Maybe we could make our own version of that, a V-Spot t-shirt.
Yeah. The V-Spot butter churner.
Oh, no. No, definitely not. See, oh, gosh. All right, well.
Yeah. Andy's saying something to us.
I had to turn my phone upside down. Don't forget, kids. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
A fantasy baseball team. Yeah.
The Butter Churners?
That would be quite the fantasy.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. It's going to be my I don't know. I don't know. I lost my train of thought. Anyway.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I'm all set. I am all set.
Great.
Yeah.
So
it's an abrupt ending.
We gotta go.
Yeah, no, we do. So thanks for indulging in our
butter churning
wet boys. There was
you eat anything good?
Yes, I did.
We need to, we can't forget about food.
Yes, I did, actually, and I was really excited to talk about it. I went to dinner, Mike and I went to dinner with his cousin John and John's wife Lydia, who are both vegan. We went to dinner with them Friday night, and we went to the shop. And I hadn't been to the shop in probably over a year.
Oh shit! Yeah, their menu has
and their
so
menu
many
is
good
completely
things.
Different.
Yeah, yeah.
The last time I went was maybe a little, well, maybe like a year ish. I think the last time I went was with my friend Meg. And last time I went, there was not a vegan poutine on the menu.
Oh, did you have it?
I had that.
Andy had that
it's
last
so
time
fucking
we went.
Good.
Yep.
Oh my god! And then I had the rib sandwich,
the McRib or McWhat?
McWhat. Yeah,
I think it's called the McWhat. Yeah.
And then I had. They had this, like, it was like a giant peanut butter cup dessert. It was like literally a giant peanut butter cup with whipped cream and like a cheesecake like crust with like a peanut butter cup. It was so fucking good. I don't even know what it was, but it was so goddamn good. That was a great dinner. Well done, the shop. And like more, I feel like more than half their menu is vegan.
It is. They have so many things. Because before, I think it was like one or two sandwiches.
Yes.
And now it's like they have a burger. They have a sandwich. They have the poutine. They have at least one thing in each section, if not multiple in each section.
And his, and even the stuff like the, I think the one other, the one other poutine, I think it was the Tex-Mex one. Mike subbed in seitan, so like you could make that one vegan. Like there was a, like you can essentially make anything vegan.
Every time they do Meatless Monday specials too.
Oh my god!
I gotta start going. We gotta start going on Mondays actually, because their specials, some kind of garlic tahini dip with focaccia bread and like pickled vegetables and they've had like a tofu, a buffalo tofu thing that looked really good. So we gotta start going.
Yeah,
on
they did like the meatloaf out of Impossible Burger once.
Oh,
yeah,
I wish I had gotten that.
Yeah, I was like really impressed. Mm-hmm. It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. And his cousin John got the Impossible Burger, and it, like the presentation, it just like it looked amazing. Like well done to the shop.
Yep.
Really good.
Yeah.
That's really all the fancy that I did.
I feel like we haven't done anything hugely fancy, except shout out to Superior for their awesome coffee, which I posted on Instagram, on our Instagram already. They paired with Primo Botanica, who has the best chocolate ever. Oh my God, their chocolate is so good. It's very rich.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good chocolate. You can't eat a whole chocolate bar. Mm. You literally can't. It's dark chocolate. This one, my favorite's the Sesame Lioness. It has sesame in there, so it's got like a tahini kind of taste. And they did a pairing of two of their chocolates with two of the holiday roasts from Superior's roasting brand, Touchy Coffee.
Mm.
And coffee and chocolate are, you need to have them together.
Yeah, for sure.
Because with Primo's chocolate, you actually shouldn't really chew it. You kind of let it melt in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so you put the coffee and it's like this nice, warm.
Good.
So good. So that shout out to
really
them.
Good.
And I actually think all of Primo's chocolate's vegan. I'm pretty sure all of it that I've seen is. So don't exact quote me on that, but I'm like 99.9% sure all of it is. And it's so good. Ugh. And we just made pizza.
Oh, the pizza's
so good. Shout out to Andy's. I don't have sauce.
Chef Andy.
So like we discovered on the way home that we didn't have pizza sauce. He knew this. And so like if it were me, I would have been like, we got to stop at shop and save and grab some. But Andy's like, nah, I'll just make some up quick.
Yeah, it's easy. No big deal. I'll just make it. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It was really good.
It was very good.
Kudos to
That was a great pizza. I ate the whole thing.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
That's all she wrote.
Oh, cat was on my cord. Great.
Okay.
Not cat.
Not me. I'm not on your cord.
Wink.
That's why we have to go.
Yeah. That's why we gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay. Do things. Rate.
Review.
Subscribe.
And email us your howling videos.
Yes. All of them. All of the howling. Or I mean, you can also, what would be cool is if you like did them on your Instagram story and you tagged us in them. That would be really cool too.
Yeah.
And then we could regram it or love whatever. It. That's a great idea.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm here for it.
Email us, follow us on all the social media outlets too. Mm-hmm. Talk to us. Do things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't be a wet blanket.
Don't be a wet blanket or a wet rag.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
What the fuck?
That was so good.
Shit.
It was good.
I think that was perfect.